Yep, you're on Rise FM Breakfast, and we're about to speak to a clinical psychologist, that is Sisikuku Magome. Sisikuku, a very good morning. You know, nakuqala umnyaka, Sisikuku, we all have these plans that we want to make sure that they are a success. We do our best to make sure that they are a success, but sometimes you would have moments where it just doesn't work out. How do we deal with the disappointment of having tried but not succeeded?
Good morning, JT, and to your listeners. I think it's also very important, as you're saying, that you've tried and you didn't succeed. So to acknowledge that there was an attempt, you know, and that failure is part of it. But when we fail, we don't really also have to give up on ourselves. I saw a very interesting video yesterday of someone running hurdles, and she fell in the second hurdle, and she then ended up winning the race. So, and I think it's important for us to realize that some things we might not be able to accomplish, but we need to work hard. I think sometimes we also set very unrealistic goals for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we do need to be realistic so that we also don't go through a lot of disappointment, a lot of self-punishment. So be realistic and acknowledge that you have tried, and keep trying, and don't give up on yourself and whatever goals and dreams that you have.
And there's also the external forces, says Kuku, certain voices saying, well, you should have done 1, 2, 3 at this age. You should be married at this age. You should have children. And perhaps that is not where you are in life. So how do you make those people understand that, in as much as society may say that is the right age, if such exists, but it may not be my time right now?
You know, sometimes when we jokingly say to each other, do you, boo, I think there's sometimes some honesty in that. We need to own that. You do need to do you, and you do need to acknowledge yourself. I mean, the pressures are there. We are all not going to reach our goals at the same time. Our friends could be married at 30. Yeah. We might never get married. And I think that sometimes the reality, sometimes we are not going to get the same things. Life is not going to serve us the same things. And most importantly, we need to be sensitive with each other. If our friends haven't got children, haven't been married, have never bought houses, we must accept it as it is, and support them through that, because even for them, it's not the easiest thing. So let us learn to just be kind with each other as we maneuver life, because life has progressively become difficult for everyone.
Yeah. Well, Sisikuku is a clinical psychologist, and I'm sure you can tell. So if you would like to use her services, how do they get in touch with you, Sisikuku?
The contact details are 060-887-339-818.
Perfect. Thank you, Sisikuku.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. One day at a time, eh? One day at a time.